Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
You can count me down?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
3, 2, 1, hit it.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. How are you, Brian?
Good, man. It's been I feel like it's been a while.
We took a couple weeks off just to kind of recharge, regroup. Right.
It's been busy a couple weeks.
What have you been up to?
I've been working on a network marketing podcast and creating a course for that. So flying out to Boise, Idaho in 2 weeks to meet with Steve Larson.
Very cool.
From ClickFunnels. And yeah, man, I'm excited.
Spring is here. Summer's here. Ready to get going. Well, let's get into today. Today, we are joined by Ben Lavro of Envision Home Solutions. They are based out of Lexington, South Carolina, the Columbia area. They are a real estate solutions company providing opportunities for buyers, sellers, and agents. And I'll let him elaborate and explain what all that means. But Ben, welcome to the Jones Zone, man. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And thank you for the opportunity to come in. You guys are crushing it.
No doubt. Thank you. If you don't mind, man, I gave kind of a brief, quick introduction, but share a little bit of your personal story, some of your professional background, and then how you got into doing all these cool things with Envision Homes.
Sure. So I'll try to keep it as short as I can, man. Rewinding several years coming up, I kind of used to be a knucklehead growing up. You know, I've made a lot of bad choices, which ended up landing me prime seat in the prison yard. I ended up doing 5.5 years behind bars, man.
Oh, geez.
Long story short, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. That's where God transformed my life from the inside out and really started to realign my vision with my purpose and passion where I stand today. So 2014, I moved out here to South Carolina. Never really been to the South in my whole life. You know, I kind of just parachuted in. My auntie and uncle helped me reestablish. Started waiting tables and, you know, just grinding it out, trying to build something. You know, I knew that my life as I knew it would never be the same, and that in order to make it in this economy today, I was going to have to do something different. So, you know, just really put my boots to the ground, man, started putting in some hard work, working, saving every single day for about 2.5 years. In that process, you know, I like to read a lot. And it was when I read Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki that just really changed my whole perception. And I would say from the moment that I read that book, my whole journey just kind of shifted. You know, that's really where my mindset, I'm huge on mindset, you know, because I'm a firm believer that everything that you see was created twice. It first started in your mind, and then the person that created it took the applicable steps to put it down on paper and in turn actually build something material. But anyways, that's what got me driven into the real estate, the wholesale real estate and real estate investing platform. I run a small entertainment company, mobile DJ services for weddings, private events, corporate functions. It's an excellent side hustle, keeps me busy, man. And I used to be really passionate about that too. But when I read that 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and one of the concepts, begin with the end in mind, Here I am, you know, I'm thinking, am I really going to be a 50-year-old DJ, some corny dude up in, you know, some headphones? Yeah. And I mean, it's fun, but when you start to think like that, you know, things kind of change. So it's a good side hustle right there. And now we just focus on trying to add value and help out distressed homeowners. You know, people that are going through foreclosure, divorce, have an inherited property they need to sell fast. A lot of cases, they don't have the time or resources to bring it to the market, as like a traditional closing. So that's where we step in and we try to find answers to those problems.
So what was it about Rich Dad, Poor Dad that made such an impact on your life? What was it that stuck out and you were like, wow, this is great?
You know, very simply, just the difference between an asset and a liability.
Okay.
Very, very simple understanding. But when you start to put that into play in our life today, and you look at how the majority of our country as a whole is just digging ourselves in a mound of debt, you know, you realize that you have to do something different. You know, people like to keep up with the Joneses and have a fancy new car, fancy house. But at the end of the day, those are all liabilities. And if you can't put your money into practice and allow it to work for you, then you're going to fall slave to the system, you know, and end up working for yourself, or excuse me, working for someone else for the rest of your life. Mm.
You mentioned mindset earlier. What are some things that you do to make sure your mindset is positive and everything?
Well, I'm big on routine. I'm big on routine. Morning rituals for me, man. I like to wake up, you know, I'll do a little bit of prayer, meditation. You know, I'm spiritual. I believe in God. But after I dig into that, I like to open up a book in at least 15 to 30 minutes, just try to expand my mindset, you know, learn new concepts. And I feel like everything is constantly growing, constantly expanding. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
You know, so figuring out how these big examples and big role models, you know, I'm big on leadership too, but like how Tony Robbins or Tim Ferriss, how these guys made it. And you're just finding these big models and starting to reach up, trying to figure out how they did what they did to become great and just basically mocking it.
I read something the other day. Tim Ferriss is worth $100 million.
Golly, that dude is an animal. He's an animal.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So what all does Envision actually do?
Well, I like to think it's way beyond, you know, just a real estate solutions company, way beyond an entertainment company. Right now, I'm working a lot on my personal brand. You know, I watch a lot of Gary Vee and stuff. So at this point, you know, the Envision is kind of based off of the thing that it's all created in your mind. You know, you envision it. If you can dream it, you can do it. So I'm actually on the drawing board working on building my personal brand, my Ben Lovro brand, you know, creating a YouTube channel. I'm actually looking at launching a podcast myself. But I say the heart behind it is just inspiring people to take action, you know, take action because we all have so much unlimited potential. And I feel like we have value to add in our network, you know, in networks that we couldn't even conceive at this time. But figuring out how to draw that out, especially for millennials in this generation, can be tough. You know, I know it's been a mission for me, finding my purpose. I had to do all the wrong things to really learn what I'm passionate about. So, you know, at the core of Envision is just, you know, I'd like to inspire action.
Brilliant.
Very good. You've dropped a couple of interesting names you already, so who are some of your favorite influencers?
Wow. That's a great question. Tim Ferriss is huge. Gary Vee he's a beast, man. He's just a marketing guru, and learning how you can use social media to basically catapult you to any platform you want to is great. Lewis Howes, he's another solid guy, solid marketing engineer. Can't pass Russell Brunson. The whole ClickFunnels, that is changing the whole game as a whole.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be flying out to Boise in about 2 weeks to work with Steve Larson. And for those who don't know, Steve Larson is the 2 Comma Club coach for ClickFunnels. So there was like 93 people who in 2017 who were in the 2 Comma Club, meaning, you know, they've made $1 million inside of ClickFunnels. And in 2018, that number went up from 93 to like 130. And then there's also like 15 people who made the 8-figure club. It's crazy. There's so much potential out there. But yeah, I'm excited to be going out there and talking with them.
Heck yeah. And
learning.
Yeah. It's about finding your inner circle, finding talent, building your team. Because at the end of the day, your network is your net worth. You know, and you surround yourself with that solid power team, you got no place to look but up. That's good stuff.
What were some of the first challenges that you had in terms of starting your own business and making that transition from waiting tables to being an entrepreneur? And like, what were some of the things that inspired you to do that? And then what were some of the challenges that you came across?
You know, I'd say the biggest barrier for myself, and I'm guessing probably a lot of other people as well, would be my mindset. You know, realizing that I had so much more value just beyond, you know, Ben Lovro or being a waiter, or in my case, being an ex-con. I realized that in order to get any kind of corporate job, let's backtrack. I tried getting into college first to become a graphic designer because, you know, I'm an artist. I like to create. If I learned anything in that first semester upon getting out here, it was that I did not want to pursue that as a career. Took a year off, got back in for business management because I'm in the process of writing my business plans for the entertainment company. And, you know, I'm like, dang, there's so much here that I don't know. So I got back into school that semester. And if I learned anything in that stretch, it was that, you know what? I have everything I need right in front of me. You know, I have the connections and the network. My roommate at the time was doing some commercial real estate. So I'm like, you know, I have the tools that I need at my fingertips. And here I am paying, I mean, I was going to a tech school, but paying some professor that might have had some wins in their career, but we're just going through this mindless curriculum that is not really spiking my growth. So I had to go through this whole process to realize that, you know what? I have everything that I need. You know, I have unlimited potential. So transforming my mindset and learning that, you know, it's all a process. Those get-rich-quick schemes are bogus. You know, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, but as long as you're working on your mindset, transforming that is really where you find the value. I think that's where we miss the mark a lot.
What was an experience that you had where you've had a really bad day, bad week, bad month, but how did you keep that mindset positive?
Well, just filling it with more positive things, you know, like talking on a deep spiritual level. If God spoke the universe into existence and we're created in God's image, then we have the power of death and life on our very tongues, you know, and you talk about building people up and giving them aspirations. You hear a lot of the leadership gurus talking about, you know, go through your daily affirmations in the morning to really get your mindset in the right spot. So when I'm going through those struggles, man, I got to dive straight into either the word or straight into a good book where I can actually fill myself back up with the fuel that I need, you know, to get back on track.
Good. Cool.
So let's walk through some of this Envision stuff, the process. You've touched on it a little bit about who you help, but how do you go about finding your clients, and then how do you go about the process of buying or selling their house and all that sort of stuff?
Sure. So this is where it gets interesting. It's creative, and for, you know, most people that are familiar with traditional real estate, it's got kind of a different face, you know, and adding a different kind of value. So we're marketing through a number of different channels, you know, direct mail, which is kind of dying a little bit, but it's still relevant today. So you're pulling data. We were talking earlier about how data is king this day and age. Companies that have the best data usually have the best results. So, you know, pulling targeted lists, whether that be, you know, pre-foreclosure, inherited properties, whatever the case is, sending out mail. We're implementing a ClickFunnels system where we can actually target them kind of stealth status through Facebook ads and targeting that ways. Actually just recently brought on a full-time cold caller. She's my virtual assistant out of the Philippines, and she's a rock star. I get her, you know, a script, pretty fine-tuned script that she just gets on that phone, man, and she will call my data. She'll call the list that I have appended.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man.
We're using a platform called Podio, which is probably one of the more commonly used CRMs. customer relationship management software. So she'll just enter all my notes in there and I can check in throughout the day, follow up. And then at that point, I myself, or I can send our acquisitions manager out on an appointment. So it works well.
That's awesome because you're not tied down with the $10 an hour work.
Right.
He talks, Tim Ferriss talks about that in a 4-hour work week. It's like leverage out what you can and focus on the income producing activities. So yeah, that's awesome, man.
Focus on your superpower. So once we have the lead generated, well, one, we got to make sure that it's targeted. First thing, you got to make sure there's enough equity. Mm-hmm. Someone bought their house within the past 5 years, probably not enough equity on the table unless they bought it cash or put a considerable chunk of change for their down payment. So, you know, I'll go look up their stuff on REI Pro. It's a platform I use, and look at tax data. I'm looking at, you know, recently sold comps and figuring out what the ARV or after repair value of the property is. And then at that point, we can figure out if it's going to be worth our time to send someone out on an appointment. And then they go out, they have their pre-appointment intelligence. So they, you know, they have the 3 recently sold comps. They can present to the homeowner. We're going to walk through, do an inspection, see what kind of repairs need to be done, and then kind of just crunch that together and figure out what is our maximum allowable offer. And of course, we're going to anchor a little bit below there, you know, to arrange some wiggle room that if we can contract it lower, great. We find the value in capturing equity, right? But, you know, just trying to solve their problems and figure out how we can move on that. Once we reach an agreement, we put the property under contract, which gives you equitable interest in the property. In turn, I take that contract and either market it to our cash buyers, or we actually recently just partnered with a hedge fund who is buying a ton of single family property. I think they're in like 10 markets, but buying a bunch of buy and hold properties. And they're paying a little bit higher than a lot of our fix and flip investors. So as long as I have a house that's, you know, a little bit newer, 3-bed, 1-bath and 1950 and above, usually the hedge fund will move on it. So instead of flipping houses, basically flipping contracts, if that makes sense.
And that, you're talking about wholesaling now, flipping the contracts.
Right.
So what would a hedge fund do? Why would they buy a bunch of houses?
So basically, you know, there's all kinds of different strategies with hedge funds. This particular strategy, they're getting money from their investors, and the real estate market is looking solid right now. So if they can pay cash for a property and then start collecting rent for the next, you know, 6-7 years, they'll make a return on their investment within that time. And then after that point, it's just straight cash flow.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they have it broken down on a schematic and make sure the numbers make sense. But that's basically their strategy, you know, pay cash for a house and then you're collecting the rent. You're making a return and you still own the asset.
Yeah.
Instead of investing in, you know, venture capital, or instead of investing in the stock market, invest in real estate.
Is a lot of this stuff in Rich Dad Poor Dad?
No. The wholesale real estate tip, what got me into that, when I first decided I wanted to invest in real estate, I found a mentor out here. He's old school guy. He's, you know, probably, he's getting older. Anyways, you Google his name, he's known as the Foreclosure King. There was like a Dateline interview. So anyways, I reached out to him. He brought me out to his office, cruised around in the field for a while, and I just told him my story. You know, I'm like, you know, I made some mistakes growing up, but I've made my decision. I want to start investing in real estate. So he's got a lot of deep relationships with like the banks, and he works with some hedge funds as well. But anyways, he buys bundles of properties, 50, 100 properties in a bundle. A lot of them are lower end assets, you know, cheap bottom of the barrel properties that were foreclosed on. I bought a property out of state, sight unseen, never walked through it, never nothing. You know, I just took a lot of money and I put it down. Long story short, it was a learning process. I didn't lose my butt, but I could have, you know. After the whole thing was done, 6 months later, I made like $5,000 on the transaction. But that caused me to really dig in and figure out, you know, what is the easiest point of entry for a newbie stepping into real estate? And the answer was wholesaling. You know, you can get into wholesaling without money or capital or cash. I mean, of course you need a marketing budget, but you can do it without one. It just makes things a lot easier. So I just started, you know, marketing for, to motivated sellers, and it took off from there.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, can you do wholesaling if you have a license?
You can. You absolutely can. In fact, there's brokers or brokerages that actually sell wholesale real estate. But I know when you're a licensed agent that there's a lot of stipulations. You know, it's a fine line because there's a lot of things that you can't say, you know, as far as demographics and different things when you're selling a house. So you're held to like a different standard, so to speak. There's a lot of licensed agents that wholesale a lot. You know, there's one guy that's crushing it in our market. He's a Keller Williams agent. But you don't need one. I've seen several guys that have their licenses that do it, but it's not mandatory.
Okay, so you've mentioned you're trying to grow your brand and you have a YouTube channel and you're working on ClickFunnels and stuff, but what are some of the other things that you're doing in terms of building a brand and marketing yourself and all that sort of stuff?
Right, so just this morning, I attended a BNI group, Business International's networking group, and that's strictly on a referral basis. It might look a little different as far as promoting the real estate within that because, you never know. You know, people need to sell their houses. People get older. They need to move on. So it could add value. But I think that is going to be helping to build the Envision Entertainment of the whole. You know, it's a lot of trial and error at this point. I think that collaborating on podcasts and YouTube videos like this are solid because I believe in leveraging your network. You know, I believe in taking other players and, you know, working together and figure out how you can add value as a whole. So I think right now I'm trying to find myself and find out where I can draw this valuable content out that's going to actually help other people that are on the same journey as myself.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, that's tough, man. Well, I would like to have a fully automated real estate business where I could go on vacation to Belize for 2 months and have things run seamlessly like if I was there in the field. That's one of the goals. I'd like to scale it to 7 figures would be a goal. And by the way, Envision Home Salute, long story short, me and my biggest competition out here just partnered. So we figured instead of battling each other for the leads, you know, and trying to kind of push each other outside of the market, let's team up, let's filter everything through the same pipeline and figure out how we could put our two minds together and crush it.
Yeah.
So anyways, now there's two of us and I'm a partner, Cash Homes Holdings. We're keeping our two separate entities and basically just siphoning it upwards into the one entity.
What brought that about?
What's that?
What brought that about?
Well, he actually approached me, one of my good buddies, Brent Moreno. He's a marketing genius. He's a beast. And he's got a lot of great connections. Tell you the truth, he's probably had a little more success than myself in this industry out here. So he came to me, he's like, man, you know, I've been thinking about it. I talked with some of my buddies, and they've started a training seminar. I'll touch on that later. But anyways, he's like, I think you would be a great asset to the business. And things are looking a little different with him. His fiance's graduating law school, and they're looking at possibly relocating at some point, which could look a little different. But in this business, as you know, most of what we do is online, you know, online digital marketing. So when he approached me, I'm like, you know what? As appealing as it sounds, let me think about it. Let me sit back and think about what that would look like. So we came together, you know, I'm like, you know, I might be down to do this, but as long as we have, you know, extreme ownership on both ends and we could be fully transparent with how things run. So we're 2 weeks in, bringing our systems together, man, and putting some key players in place. He's got his full-time lead manager. I got the full-time cold caller. And then I have someone working SEO in the background, and one acquisitions manager. So basically got the two of us, got our acquisitions guy who's out in the field, and then our VAs who are just doing a lot of the menial tasks behind the scenes.
Very cool, man. Got a little well, you're getting that well-oiled machine down. So
trying to get it.
Yeah. be able to go to Belize here in the next couple months.
That's the goal, man. That's the goal.
What's the training program you're putting together?
Well, it's actually not me. I'm not involved in that yet. So these guys, couple of his buddies are already well on that path. You know, already have a fully automated business, are building a lot of relevance within the wholesaling industry. You know, and there's niche Facebook groups like Wholesaling Houses Elite, Wholesaling Houses Full Time, and a couple of these big players that have really built an audience, built up their YouTube channel, and have a lot of, you know, followers that find credibility with them in the market. They came together with all their knowledge and resources and actually filmed over a weekend a beginner's training course that is going to be promoted through ClickFunnels most likely. And then from that point, you know, you build a little more credibility. And as you know, going down the sales funnel, someone's willing to pay $100 for your course. Well, they're out of that group, there's definitely some people that will pay $500. If someone's going to pay you $500 for a more advanced course, there's got to be someone in that mist that is willing to pay $10,000 for your mastermind group or one-on-one coaching. You know, it's like the value ladder.
Yes.
As you build the credibility, you work your way up in the industry, and you're an expert in your field, then who's to say what you can charge or what value you can add in that? So,
yeah, I know. Sure, I heard Russell Brunson talk about, I think it was Perry Marshall, one of his mentors, was asking him about somebody was paying the $25,000 for his inner circle group, and his mentor asked him, well, what are you doing after that? And he's like, what? And he goes, if somebody's willing to pay you $25,000, there's people out there willing to pay you $50,000. That's a $25,000 lead. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that lead? So it's crazy, man. There's people out there that are willing to pay a lot of money to be a part of a mastermind. And there's different reasons why, but yeah, they're out there.
Right.
So real quick, besides Rich Dad Poor Dad, we're going to wrap it up here. Rich Dad Poor Dad. What's another book that you recommend? What's a book? Let me ask you this. What's a book that you have reread more than once?
Think and Grow Rich. I love it. Old school classic. Yeah, it was written in the 1930s, but I feel like that book has just as much relevance today as any new book. It's all about mindset, and he kind of touches on some deep spiritual levels on a different side of things, but that's a fantastic one. Talking about building your brand, Gary Vee, all the way. Gary Vee's Crushing It is a great book.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. So let's take the last minute, kind of walk us through, remind the people who you are, how they can get in touch with you, and we'll take it from there.
Sure. So you can find me on Ben Lovro on all channels. That's Ben, BenLovro. You know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Google my name, you can dig up some of my dirt. It's a little bit of, you know, finding the story. And a branch off of that is, as crazy as it might seem, my story is one of the most powerful assets that I have, because that same story is being used to transform the lives of others who might be going through the same thing. So I've really just learned to take extreme ownership of that. But I just encourage you to seek truth, inspire change, and find your purpose in the midst of that.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, Ben, thanks so much for coming on the Jones Zone, and continued success is coming your way, man.
Yeah, it's good to Absolutely. Have you.
Yeah.
I'll have to make a trip up there and come see you guys soon.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's plan it.
Yeah, it's not that far. Yeah.
Thank you for having me, bros. See I appreciate
you.
It.
No doubt. See you, man.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.